Selamun aleyküm ve rahmetullah ve berekatuhu ve ibadallah. All praise to Allah-u Teala that He has given us the ability to perform our duties during the Ramadan and to meet together in this mosque. Here we are, from four corners of the world, speaking different tongues, different a little bit in shade of different color, calling ourselves Arabs, Turks, Persians, Indians, Indonesians, here we are, the soldiers of Allah Ta'ala, wage battle, jihadi kebir, hungry and thirsty and sleepless for a whole month. And here we are, victorious over our enemy, our nafs ammara. May Allah Ta'ala be praised and keep that courage, that patience, that strength of iman which we have shown during the whole month. Allah Ta'ala fi kitab al-aziz, kulu washrabu haniyan bima asraftum fil ayyam al-aliya. Sadaqa Allah al-azim. It will be told to them, now eat and drink all you want as a reward to your good deeds these past days. In many mosques today, they will recite this ayat on this occasion. Have we passed a whole day and night, long days in this hot summer days, hungry and thirsty and sleepless, so that we can now eat and drink? I think there is a proverb in our tradition, whether you are an Arab or a Turk. It is said that when Allah Ta'ala wishes to make His poor servant happy, He makes him lose his donkey and find it again. Is that what the Ramadan was about? Or is it our wish to go in Jannah, read the 20th ayat in Surah Al-Waqi'a for the description of Jannah? Shady trees, beautiful gardens, fruits you pick up which will grow back again, rivers of milk and honey and wine, which doesn't, by the way, give you a headache in the mornings. Coolies and gilmans sitting on thrones made out of gold and jewels. There are many of us, we fasted for that. But in reality, once when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Ashabi kiram was returning from a terrible battle against a very strong enemy, wounded and tired and hungry and thirsty and sleepless like we were. A month, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and addressed them and said, Ya Ibadallah, now we are going to go to Jihad Kabir. Ya Rasulullah, look at us, we are hungry and thirsty and tired and wounded. Who is this enemy which is stronger than we just fought? He said, now we are going to fight with our egos. And that is the Jihad Kabir. That is what Ramadan is, and that's what Ramadan was. It's the battle against survival in this world and in the hereafter. Now a whole month, 1.5 billion Muslims, or at least those who take their religion seriously, we did the same thing. Like in an army, if we would have been soldiers in an army fighting together an enemy, and today, on the day of victory, we have come together, how close we will be to each other. Having obeyed the same Allah and having fought a whole month, the soldiers of Islam, how close we must feel today together. How we must love each other. Friends in the military fought together, stay together, loving each other, caring each other all their lives. Allah Ta'ala says, it is wajib for me to love those who love each other for my sake and in my name, to put them in my Jannah, says he. So it is not fasting during Ramadan which is going to put us in Jannah. It is loving each other and caring each other and working for each other and being united, which is going to put us in Jannah. One day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was together with Ashab Kiram, and from the door came some stranger. As it is habitual, the strangers, they introduced themselves, I am so-and-so, Ibn so-and-so, from such-and-such place. And everybody started introducing themselves, also saying, I am so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, from such-and-such place. When it came to Hazrat Salman the Farsi, radiallahu anhu, Salman Farsi was a prince in Iran. He heard the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He left everything behind and he came to Medina Munawwara, and he spent his life at the door in Medina Munawwara of Rasulullah's house, waiting to see his blessed face. When the time came to him to introduce himself, do you know what he said? He said, Ana Salman ibn Islam, not the son of so and so and from such and such place. I am Salman ibn Islam. I am Tosun ibn Islam. If you could all forget to which country you belong, what your name is, but your profession is who you are, whether rich or poor or wise or stupid, but call yourself Anna so and so Ibn Islam, Ibadallah. This is what is going to save us in this world and in the hereafter. Ya Rabbi, have mercy upon Ummat Muhammad. Create the unity amongst Ummat Muhammad. Create love for each other for Allah's sake. Ya Ummat Muhammad. Ya Rabbi, forgive our sins. There was once we were united, we loved each other, we were wise and strong and beautiful, and everybody loved us and respected us. Ya Rabbi, return those days back to Ummat Muhammad. Amen. Amen. Amen.